This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What'd you think of Mr. Trump saying, or President-elect Trump, saying he's not going to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton, especially after, you know, just a few weeks ago, he was saying he's going to lock her up, put her in jail, and a lot of the Trump supporters were screaming and chanting, lock her up. What was your response?
Look, I think it depends on exactly what he meant. I heard Reince Priebus explaining it last night on Bill O'Reilly, the new chief of staff and Republican National Committee chairman. I think it would be as wrong for a president of the United States to say we're not going to enforce the law against somebody as it would be for the president of the United States to say I'm going to direct the Justice Department or the IRS to go after somebody. So I hope what President-elect Trump was saying is that he is not personally going to interfere with or in any way suggest to the FBI and the IRS what they should be doing. He is not going to pursue a political vendetta.
Right.
But I also hope he is not going to, and I can't imagine that the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, would tolerate sending signals to the FBI or the IRS that they should not look at lawbreaking. If laws were broken in a serious way, whether by Secretary Clinton or her staff or her husband, then the system has an obligation to enforce the law.
Sure.
But the president should not follow up on a vendetta that's political.
It's interesting, Newt, while a lot of people are steamed that Donald Trump said that yesterday, the New York Post on the op-ed page today, they say they like Donald Trump's about-face on sending Hillary to jail, where he says, you know, essentially, I want to move forward, because they write, the nation's business needs doing, let's move on. So symbolically, you know,
But let me draw a really sharp distinction here. The president of the United States, the new president-elect, should not have a personal vendetta.
No, we understand.
But he also does not have the authority to step in and say, we're going to cover up all the crimes committed by the foundation. We're going to cover up all the crimes committed by her staff.
Exactly.
We're going to ignore the facts. That would, in fact, be fully as much a violation of the rule of law as what Obama did. So I think it's very important for President-elect Trump to be very careful in this area. He can express his personal view that he doesn't want to have a vendetta, he's going forward. But I think for him to interfere and say to the FBI or the IRS or the Justice Department, you should not pay attention to lawbreaking, that would be a tremendous blow.
He hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation is being investigated by the FBI right now anyway, unless he's going to stop it. Criminal. All right, I want to talk about what he said to the New York Times yesterday.
Gingrich on whether or not, you know, President-elect Trump, if that should be in his crosshairs. But I thought the way the future president handled this, president-elect handled this, you know, was appropriate. You know, let the people do their job. Otherwise, we're back with the Obama administration, you know, targeting, using the IRS to target conservative groups. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about that. You know, we're just going to kind of ignore that. Who knows, Scott, maybe, you know, now under this Trump administration, you know, Tea Party groups, other conservative groups that have been waiting for their papers and validation and, you know, the special tax exemptions that they're supposed to get, that, you know, even the president's brother, you know, half-brother got in lickety-split time, and it was even backdated further than what was authorized, you know, by then Lois Lerner. You know, we hear all those stories, but, you know, maybe now, you know, they'll find a way out into the sunshine and they will be appropriately documented. And, of course, you know, we don't talk about what kind of impact that had. Knocking those groups out, those Tea Party groups, you know, taking them out of the political process. But, you know, they're not Democrats and they're not liberals. So, you know, that all gets lost in translation. But I'm glad to hear, you know, Donald Trump say this, because, you know, as we said earlier, and we were talking about this particular topic with, you know, Dr. Gorka and Paul Kengor and others, is that Look, I'd much rather it be about the rule of law and not be focused on Hillary. And I know the media can't help themselves because this is what sets up the scenario. This sets up the conflict. If you talk about Hillary directly and not talk about, you know, the law and maintaining law for all people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Time. Well, Liz, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, it's good fun. Well, you're there in New York with all the craziness on the streets, right?
Yes, I was going to say that the feeling of elation that one might have hoped for after this election was over has been sort of dampened by the ongoing hostility, anger, outrage, you name it, which is visible on the streets. But it's also visible in the media. It's also visible amongst people you talk to. I mean, I haven't been to a fundraiser or any kind of public event at all since the election that didn't start out with, you know, well, guys, I know you're all feeling depressed and uncertain, and I feel like raising my hand and saying, no, I'm really not depressed.
Not me. Exactly. I just came from the West Coast. Same thing in California was going on. They were blocking freeways, and I'm going, whoa, this is nuts here that's going on. And quite ironic that here they were concerned about Trump and Trump's people. But yeah. I said, when did conservatives do this? They didn't turn police cars upside down, knocking out windows when Barack Obama was elected, not once or twice.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, look, I have come to think that it is a rallying sort of a cause for a lot of different political groups that have an opportunity to raise money off of this, I guess. I mean, I really can't understand otherwise what everyone is doing out there. I mean, and today, I mean, here's a sort of interesting anecdotal issue. In New York today, it's pouring rain, and yet there still was a big demonstration, which typically doesn't happen if it's really just organic, you know?
Right.
I do think people are being paid to go demonstrate and protest, and I guess groups like Black Lives Matter and National Action Network and all these are, as I say, kind of hoping that this will rev up a little enthusiasm for their cause, allow them to send out petitions trying to raise money, et cetera, because otherwise I don't really know what the point is.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the way turkeys drown themselves in the rain, supposedly? They just look up, and they just keep looking up in the rain, go, it's raining, and then they drown themselves.
Maybe you're on.
I'm just saying. I don't know, you know, but yeah, I mean, what is the point of all this? If, you know, you're tired of the last 8 years, although I understand some people are buying into the narrative and listening to the president and saying, President Obama's right. We've never had it so good. All this, but, you know, fly over America, the forgotten man and woman, doesn't connect with that. And they're not, they're not realizing the things that President Obama would want them to believe.
Well, and I got to tell you something. It's not just people who are out of work, who have had their livelihoods destroyed, et cetera. In fact, I'm writing for tomorrow about a woman I met yesterday who has her own business here in New York. a Russian Jew who emigrated here 35 years ago, has always voted Democrat until this election. And she said, you know, here you have Hillary Clinton out on the stump promising to raise taxes. She said, I can barely make a living as it is. Why would I vote for somebody who is going to make my life more difficult? I'm someone who's creating jobs, who's supporting this economy, and you never heard about people like that. All you heard about was all the different subsectors that the Democrats have been targeting for a decade. And you know what? It's not very American, really. At the end of the day, they aren't talking to America. They're talking about this voter segment and that voter segment. They charge racism when people appeal to white voters, not when they appeal to black voters, like, which is what Hillary's been doing for the last month. It's very skewed and very uneven, and I really, you know, I think people are just sort of tired of it.
Did you kind of sense that people want the United States of America once again? I mean, we've kind of gone through this cycle where, we've said on the show that we've become the un-United States.
Yeah.
We're very.
Well, I agree, and I think a lot of people blame Obama for that. I mean, he is the one, and Hillary, too, who are always charging most of America with being racist, asking us to look in our hearts. I think people resent that. I don't feel racist, and I don't think most Americans are. So when you keep insulting people in that way, I don't think you win any friends, honestly.
No, you don't. But I think on the other side of this, Liz, is the people need to push back and say, that may be on you, not on me. You know, just like, when, you know, you go to these lunches and they say, oh, you know, everybody's depressed and everything. Well, not me. Well, you know, there's got to be pushback to and with a sense of confidence. And I think for a while, though, people got a little persuaded that things were worse than what they were until they had to stop and consider it and go, you know what, that doesn't apply to me. That's not in my heart.
Exactly.
I'm not prejudiced. I don't have this in my heart. And so it's okay to push back. So part of the responsibility is us in receiving that message. You got to be able to reject it on certain grounds when it doesn't apply.
I totally agree. And now's the time to do that. I think there are a lot of reasons why people voted for Donald Trump. Interestingly, I had a lot of conversations, as I'm sure you did, leading up to the election with people who were, you know, surprised / offended that I could support Donald Trump. And then I'd say, well, you know, one of my really big issues is school choice. And Hillary Clinton has come out against charter schools. And I really, really disagree with that. Mm-hmm. And I think if you want to try to provide upward mobility to a big swath of the country, you have to believe in school choice.
Exactly.
And they would look at me like, wait, Hillary's opposed to charter schools? I say, you know, do your homework.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, I really was over and over again astonished by how people really had not looked at her platform, didn't really understand what she was talking about in terms of debt, I mean, in terms of increased taxes, didn't really understand, you know, she would go out on the stump and kind of pay lip service to small businesses and cutting red tape. And then she'd talk about increased paid leave, increase this, increase that, higher minimum wage, and never kind of put those two things together. It didn't.
Right.
It was a completely, honestly, I've never seen a worse campaign.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, free education, free college for everybody.
Yeah, which, I mean, and, you know, she kept saying, well, all of this is paid for. I've got, you know, none of this is going to raise the debt. Come on, we've heard this before. That was Obamacare, right? It was supposed to be.
Exactly.
Making drug prices affordable, making insurance affordable, and, oh, by the way, it wasn't going to increase the deficit. Well, if we actually wanted to carry forward with Obamacare in its current incarnation, believe me, the deficits would start to go up again.
Well, speaking of Obamacare, repeal, replace, Trump is realizing, and I think he's being gracious toward the president instead of holding a hard line and saying repeal, replace, by saying, you know, he's going to amend. And I think that's being more genuine and honest to admit that there are certain things within Obamacare that the people want that you can incorporate into this new medical plan that makes sense, you know, staying on your parents' plan, your medical plan through 26, heck, make it 28 or whatever if you're going to, you know, stay in school a little bit longer, no big deal. But, and some of the other things, I think, so he was gracious, I believe, towards President Obama by saying that there could be some amending to it, but clearly at the core, it's repealing and replacing.
Yeah, I mean, don't get sucked into this narrative that the left is trying to promulgate in order to disaffect Trump followers. He isn't going back on any kind of promises about Obamacare. From day one, Paul Ryan's plan for changing Obamacare, which has basically been the Republican platform, has included those two provisions. Of
exactly. Liz, we've got to leave it right there because we've got to go to break. Liz Peek is with us. Our conversation continues.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
When did I forget you always been the king of the world? I try to take life right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small?
Back with
Radio America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Our conversation continues with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, we were just summarizing, you know, Obamacare, the adjustments that undoubtedly are going to have to be made. But I'm not necessarily thinking that that's something that's going to be done within the first 100 days of the administration. I think there's more optimal, as they would say, lower hanging fruit that could make a big difference and get things moving quite along and probably enhance the confidence that many voters have had toward one Donald Trump.
Well, I do think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit, but don't underestimate the power of Obamacare. We've had three elections now where people voted, I'd say, very heavily influenced by their dislike of this health care program, whether it's a small business owner or a parent, you know, parent of a household or whatever. Everyone is struggling to deal with sharp increases in premiums, and that really hurt Obama, of course, in 2010, again in 2014, and again this time. When you know, by the way, one of the, again, messages that I think is wrong out there is that James Comey really kind of put Trump on a surge.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, right.
And it isn't true. If you go back and look at the polling, he was on a roll for about 5 days, and then Comey came out, and in fact, it helped him a little, but then about 2 days later, he stalled. And that is actually the only time I was really concerned, because I thought, if we can't gain traction with all this going on, that's bad news. But the prior 5 days really had more to do with Obamacare, that because even the liberal media could not ignore the fact that premiums were spiking across the country. So again, I think this is a very important thing for them to address. And boy, I think voters would be so ecstatic if you could see action on two or three pivotal issues. One, of course, is tax reform, and that's one that probably is the quickest to get done because it's teed up. There is a plan that Way Forward has pretty thorough approach to it. There's no question we need to get it done. And I think Ryan, in particular, as you know, my gosh, for five, yes. 4 or 5 years, Ryan has talked about this. I think they're ready to go. And I think people would be cheered by that. Again, I think that's initially a very good move. I think there's lots of things he can do in terms of rolling back some of the new rules and regulations on things, on work practices, hiring practices, things like that, which have really kind of stymied hiring by small businesses. But again, I think Obamacare should be pretty center stage.
Right. Well, you know, just the elimination of that one regulation that penalizes businesses for having over, 50 employees,
sure,
is going to unleash.
Get rid of the mandate. Talking about getting rid of the mandate. Look, people don't like it. And guess what? Here's the thing. It doesn't work.
Right.
Young people have figured out,
right,
young, healthy people, that to buy insurance for several thousand dollars a year with several thousand dollars of deductibles, unless you have a serious health issue, you're not going to use it, and it's a complete waste of money. So, people do behave economically, and I think getting rid of the mandate is huge.
Well, especially if you can dip into, the healthcare system only when you need it with no penalty, no harm,
that's
no
right.
foul, so why am I going to sign up early, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, it has always been, and there have been articles occasionally written about this over the decades, but it is amazing to me that liberals really do not understand human nature, or at least very often they don't take it into account in terms of how they want legislation to work. And oftentimes it doesn't work as a result.
Well, speaking of human nature, Liz, this is my read. I'll tell you, I believe that there's this pent-up energy of productivity that is just dying to be expressed across this country. And if we can level out the playing field, take the lid off, take off the, the bracelets, the handcuffs, so to speak, on America's labor force, we're going to explode, whether we do it with infrastructure, some in the energy sector. The XL pipeline has been waiting to be released. I mean, there's so much potential, and America just wants to go back to work. I really believe this.
I do too. And again, only because I've been looking at small business stats today, it's amazing. There's something between 2007 and 2014, the actual number of people employed by what's classified as small businesses actually went down. We all know that the number of companies formed went down. That is really an astonishing statistic, because given the so-called gig economy and all the opportunities for people to make businesses in their own homes, basically, that's an amazing idea. And I think it's literally because, you know, people just don't really kind of tune into this, but the rules and regulations governing everything in your daily life have just gotten really mind-boggling. Right. And it's very, very discouraging to people trying to hire people. That is the bottom line. They've made it just that much more difficult.
Exactly. And here you got Donald Trump. He's not saying you're fired these days. He can't say you're hired fast enough. He's on a 70-day fast track to get his administration all together. I mean, Liz, I don't know, but to me, that's daunting.
It is a huge job, and it's particularly a huge job when you haven't been in politics for 30 years, like Hillary Clinton, and you don't have hundreds of associates, you know, allies, et cetera, people you've worked with in the past, ready to line up. I mean, Hillary, you know, they had more people than jobs. In Trump's case, it's going to take some time to fill all these posts. And yet I am very cheered by the collaboration between Congress and the incoming White House. I do think this troika of Pence and Ryan and Rance Priebus is really very good. And I hope some of the diehard conservatives out there don't just keep banging away at Paul Ryan. We need some people with legislative experience who actually know how to get stuff done, and he's in a good position to do it.
Has Paul Ryan been energized or what?
I know. But you know what?
You know?
He's been so unfairly, I think, attacked by the right and by the left, but particularly by the right. You know, during these years when the Republicans were unable to stop Obama, well, you know, you can't just step in the way of executive orders. There have been many instances in which the Republicans did stand up to Obama, and in particular, by the way, one in which was incredibly important was the appointment of a Supreme Court judge.
Exactly.
Let's face it, you know, Mitch McConnell, love him or hate him, the truth is the guy held the Senate together. There was a little wobbliness, if you remember, six months ago or so, and he just made that caucus stand firm, and now Trump has an opportunity to appoint a conservative justice. That is huge. And
exactly.
People should just lay off the leadership of the Republican Party and sort of say thank you, because now we are in a position to do some good things.
Are we back to understanding a little bit and appreciating what Ronald Reagan had to say in negotiation? If I get 80% of something, that's better than trying to hold out for 100% of nothing?
Well, I think that's right. And, you know, look, it will go down in history that the Republicans basically blocked all the wonderful things that Obama wanted to do. In fact, there were times, including John Boehner's effort to get a grand bargain through, if you recall, that Obama really held out for 100%. And it didn't do the country any good. It was just satisfying his own arrogance and ego. And
yes. You
know what? Trump is going to, you know, we don't know how he's going to govern. I hope that he is surrounded enough by people like Newt Gingrich, by the way. Don't underestimate Newt Gingrich, because I think he's a pretty sharp guy.
Yeah, I think
and
so
he
too.
Understands the art of compromise, the art of legislating. You know, there's some people in this administration, kind of remarkably, who may well become very successful. And by the way, I have a piece up on Fox today basically saying the mainstream media, who we're all so furious at, be happy, because they have really set the bar so low for Donald Trump that unless he goes out and slaughters tons of innocent people, he's going to be judged a success.
Yeah, he can't be going shooting anybody on Fifth Avenue like he suggested.
Yeah,
no, we don't need to get that nuts. But I love your headline, Liz, as we wrap things up. The deplorable revolution is here. Mr. Brexit goes to Washington. Buckle up, right?
That'll do it.
You got it. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-size. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new simple yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, given a choice, great day, bad day. Hey, I'll choose great day anytime, huh? I kind of like what Charles Spurgeon had to say about Thanksgiving. It's maybe Thanksgiving, about Thanksgiving, huh? I like that because it speaks more of the lifestyle. I mean, if we're only thankful on a day like today, although we're reminded that maybe this is kind of an attitude and spirit that we should carry with us on a daily basis. You know, I am grateful waking up in the morning, even though I've been partying all night. we can still be thankful for that, can't we, Michael Dougherty?
I'm incredibly thankful. I'm thankful for the founding fathers, and I'm thankful for America not listening to the mainstream media like a Kool-Aid convention. So there's a lot to be thankful for.
Well, really, I you're right. You know, now that you bring that up, you know, you look back at the history, you look back even where we are right now, even with some of the contention and everything, you know, I'm thankful that people are passionate about what they believe. And I say, okay, let's be passionate. Let's work it out together. Let's talk it out and come up with some good ideas. I think some great ideas came out during the process of this 2016 election. Now, what are we going to do about it? Okay.
Well, that's right. Really? And we're going to let the process work, and we're going to support him and not expect perfection, and we're going to keep him accountable if he goes too far off the rails. But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, is that people need to understand we have the kind of government we deserve because we elect him. You know, it's still a government of, for, and by we the people. So if you want to blame anybody, you can blame that person in the mirror. I hate that person in the mirror sometimes. But that's what we got to do. And it commands us to stay engaged. Because we disengaged for so long, the elites ran away with it, and they thought it was a government of, for, and by the elites. But guess what? The forgotten man and woman have awakened, and they're reminding these people in elected office who elected them and why they're there for. And they're there to serve us, we the people.
And I think all the younger people that haven't had the benefit of a true American history taught in their schools are getting a sudden crash course in what you'd call checks and balances.
Right.
And, that, you know, there, some of them are a little baffled right now and maybe upset or needing a safe space. I don't know what that's about.
Right.
But well, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Unfortunately, it's, you know, these kids have been raised in a culture that gives everybody a trophy for just showing up. You know, and they're starting to deal with the harsh reality that it's not necessarily so. You get out of it what you put into it. You know, Michael, what you and I grew up with, and that is hard work is the best thing we can hope for. And I believe this. I see this with all my heart, that America is really at the very core frustrated because they're not being productive. We're being held back. And I think this is the opportunity that a Trump administration brings to the ballpark here, is that we're going to get people working again, and they're going to be happy. People are happiest when they're productive and they come home with a paycheck, and you know, they provide for their families. Boy, you know, that is an awesome experience, and that's what we love about this country, is the freedom to do that.
Right, and let's have inclusive success. The more than the merrier. If you play inside, here's a big asterisk, inside the rule of law.
Oh, wow, what a concept, huh?
Yeah, and let's not vilify those that don't agree with us as far as labeling them with the most extreme type of hate labels. Mm. And let's watch it work. It's pretty exciting. I hope that Trump keeps on with the hope, holding Washington accountable. I hope he does a lot of games. I mean, I kind of like the fact that he brought all the mainstream media and yelled at them, only because who's ever done that before?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the only deal is they make this. I'm not sure he yelled at them, you know, per se. He may have, you know. Trump is a businessman. I mean, after all, he doesn't, the media has helped him. I mean, they've, you know, helped contribute to his brand. You know, but, you get people that come in with their own perceptions. You hear some people say, yeah, it was a congenial meeting. You know, they got out of it what they, were willing to get out of it and, you know, move on. But, you know, I think more importantly where we are, Michael, we're in a great spot to really do something different. You know, this is why I'm a free market guy, because when the free markets are allowed to work, you don't have any social engineering. There's not crony capitalism. You know, your ideas make it or break it based on their validity in the marketplace. The consumer votes on your validity. And if what you have to offer is a value, hey, home run, grand slam, hit them all, go for it. You know, go make it work. And I think this is the opportunity that is before us. But when we start social engineering and protecting people, and people are banks and that are too big to fail or whatever, that's when we get ourselves in trouble.
And that's the irony, is we hurt people. The very people that want to help do so much damage, and they've got to see the damage they do. They're just so proud of themselves because they, quote-unquote, want to help. But it's about the results, not the intent.
That's
and
the problem.
There's nothing more merciless nor correct.
Michael, you're exactly right. Exactly right. Where's the return on investment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you produce with that idea? And this is a problem. You know, progressives, they're all in the realm of the theoretical. They will take empirical evidence, they'll twist it around, and somehow it comes to some new idea. No, that idea is tried. It didn't work. It's never worked. And now you're thrusting on people that, you know, for the last 8 years have been living in the theoretical. How's that working for you? But anyway.
Well, I'm sorry. The perfect example of that is these college kids that are protesting all about the election, marching down, you know, Fifth Avenue in New York City, when they're the reasons Obamacare failed, because they refused to participate. So they wouldn't write their check to participate in it. They'd rather pay the penalty. I mean, and then there's this disconnect. Why do they think these things failed? You can't just run out and yell and throw a temper tantrum. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about the warning that you have for America, and that is we got Black Friday, we got Cyber Monday, and we got hackers. Boy, they're licking their chops. This is a target-rich environment, as they would say in the vernacular, right?
Yeah, this is. I talked about this a lot last year, and I hate to tell you, things haven't changed much. We're smarter, we're more aware, but so are they. And so the bottom line is this: if it's too good to be true, it is.
Yes. That still hasn't changed, okay?
Yes. It hasn't changed. Yeah.
That's the 11th commandment, right?
Excuse me. Yeah. And that's true. And so, you know, look for scams. Don't take the handouts online that aren't from someone you absolutely know. Don't download things from foreign places. You know, don't when they lead you.
You mean that ambassador from India that's offered some newfound fund that's going to give me $25 million if I only send my information? I should ignore that. I just delete it, right?
Yeah, and that guy isn't as rich as he says. I hate to break it to you. He's sending that to everybody.
But they're
more subtle. They want to sound good. They want to go get it on Google Play. Click here. Don't click there. Go directly to Google Play and see if it's there. Okay, don't click inside that stuff. Look and see what the real email name is.
Exactly.
If it's Sherry dot something, it ain't happening.
Right.
You know, the thing about these guys is they fail 99% of the time. But that 1% is very lucrative for them.
Exactly.
And so they've got a big fish net, and they're happy with not catching much except the big golden fish, because they make a lot of money per sucker, unfortunately. So let's be thankful for education about cybersecurity and awareness now, and not be and let's make that minority people that actually take it even smaller.
Well, you know, here it is. We've got fake news. We've got fake retailers, fake brick-and-mortar operations that are looking to steal your identity. 'Tis the season for it all. And Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoopwall, the global leader in affordable breach protection, and author of The Devil Inside of the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. You take
care. A blessed day for you. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. In fact, rumor has it, yes, Bill McIntosh from Peru is going to be with us next.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work. I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends to help them succeed. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 83% of entrepreneurs receive emotional, operational, and/or financial support from their loved ones. For example, 38% have received funding for their business from family or friends. The support goes beyond financial gifts or loans. More than half of small business owners say they lean on family for emotional support that helps them professionally. Sharon Miller, head of small business for Bank of America, discusses the findings.
Family and friends play a critical role in the success of their loved ones' businesses. They are providing the financial, operational, and emotional support small business owners need to achieve their business goals. Entrepreneurs are grateful for the support and are optimistic about their future growth as a result.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Martinez live.
Hey, it's time to get off the skids for just a moment. We throw all caution to the wind. We put on our tinfoil hats, although Bill McIntosh gets a little concerned when I talk about tinfoil hats. But, you know, we're talking about those things that people talk about, in the, you know, around the water cooler. And, you know, you really don't have all the facts, but it's what people are talking about. I mean, kind of like this time of year, you know, Bill McIntosh, I'll bring you on right now. You know, this time of year, there's all kinds of rumors and theories and ideas. I mean, we've had several guests on talking about the JFK assassination. You know, here we are 53 years down the road, and we still don't, we really don't have an answer. And, you know, you go, you know, why is the government withholding information that we should have had released to us a long time ago? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. It seems like they've got, first of all, a warm Thanksgiving to everybody. Yeah. I do think that's a valid concern. Maybe it's not as easy as it seems, but there's just, yeah, I do understand. You know, of course, being one of your producers, I do set up interviews, and the other day, of course, you know, we heard the guest, Lamar Waldron, talk about there's still lots more pages, about 1.5 million pages left to release.
Right. Exactly.
But they have made quite a bit of progress. But I think the one thing I wanted to focus on.
I think Hillary Clinton would hope that her emails would be locked in the you know, somewhat, you know, tied into the JFK files or something, you know, maybe.
At least 50 more years, Bill.
Yeah, surely.
At least 50 more years of that.
Why not? Anyway, hey, real quick before we get into your topic, I know you're eager to do that, and you put a lot of work in. I want to do that. Peru, how do you celebrate? I mean, Scott and I were asking, you know, how do you celebrate?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
do you do like turkey churros there, or what do you do?
Well, you know, what we do is, since, you know, we are in a country that, I mean, understands the idea of a day, the Acción de Gracias, a day of Thanksgiving. But it's kind of become interpreted as a uniquely American holiday, which actually is not. The first holiday celebration in the United States happened, actually, I think it was in San Augustine, Florida. You know, it was a Catholic celebration and a Christian celebration, really. So, but here we celebrate it, you know, our own way. We get turkey, and I've actually fried it, 4 pieces of it, and
you know, we put out, you know, a pilgrim and an Indian. We have little pilgrims and Indians that we got in Florida when I lived there.
Oh, really? Yeah. So that's and then the rest of the people in Peru go, what the heck is going on? What we got pilgrims here for, huh?
I tell them, Bill, that I get up from work at 7 o'clock at night. I have another job. Yeah. And I say, hey, listen, you know, I've got today's Thanksgiving, and, you know, they look at me like, well, so? That's in the United States, Bill. You're in Peru, so get right. over that, huh?
Yes, exactly. So, I like what Charles Spurgeon said. I mentioned this to the audience earlier, Bill, that, Thanksgiving, he considers to be thanks, you know, that we could consider it as Thanksgiving. You know, it kind of makes it a day-to-day kind of a lifestyle perspective. There's just something about things. I really appreciate Thanksgiving, you know, in terms of times, you know, to get the family together and, I know how much, how dedicated you are to your family and, what a special time it is to get everybody together. And even in the cases when you have contention within the family, you still, you know, being around each other, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and during a political season like this,
Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, mashed potatoes and stuffing, they're all over the place.
Maybe can they resolve it with the wishbone. You know, who gets the big piece of the wishbone is the one who says, I won, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
So there you go, man. But but I can say this, 53 years ago, it was one very sad Thanksgiving in America, a week after the death of President John F. Kennedy. Like him or hate him, it was a very, very sad and mournful time when that happened. And a lot of questions came up. And shortly thereafter, you know, we saw, for example, that Drew Pearson, who was a very, very well-known columnist at that time, just had a huge microphone, huge platform. Published in the Washington Post a column about the Secret Service agents drinking shortly before they woke up.
Yeah, they were up all night. They were up all night.
Well, I think they got some sleep, though, but yeah, that's not that far off because, apparently even the Warren Commission found out that, these guys were hungry. They oftentimes worked double shifts, 16 hours. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes you didn't get very much to eat. Gerald Blaine, who wrote about the White House detail, said, you know, besides bullets and shoe polish, I carried a couple of bags of peanuts.
Yeah.
Just in case, because it's just getting in the meal with stuff. So what happened was after, I listened to our interview of Clint Hill a couple of years back in 2013, and Clint said, yeah, you know, we tucked in the president and Mrs. Kennedy, and we ran off and went to the Fort Worth Press Club to get something to eat. Well, as it turns out, apparently the kitchen was closed. And some of this, of course, came out of the Warren Commission reports and then subsequent reports, and a lot of diligent journalists found out the facts. And apparently, no food, but somebody drank some alcohol at the Fort Worth Press Club. And then they went down the street to a little place that has the unobtrusive, kind of a low-key name of the Cellar Coffee House, which doesn't sound like much. Kind of sounds like a place in Florida, Bill, where you could go and pull in and get a sandwich and get a cup of coffee.
And it wasn't owned by Jack Ruby, so you're okay.
Well, yeah, but speaking of Jack Ruby, this is the type of place you probably would have been happy buying because there were the waitresses scantily clad. I mean, we're talking about a place that was very racy. This does not at all, comport to the what you would think is the Cellar Coffee Shop. I mean, it was kind of an all night hangout.
It was more Cellar than coffee shop. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was a place where you go in there and you say, hey, these guys are not going to be content to have a little bit of fruit juice, even though Fort Worth at that time was a dry city. But the fact is that the owner of the establishment later said he came out and said, look, I served a hell of a lot of booze there because that's just the way it was. They got around. They served some fruit juice, and then they poured something in there. It was a heck of a lot stronger than fruit juice. They had something that they call Everclear, about 90% pure grain alcohol. And this is like, white lightning on steroids.
Yeah.
And this is the type of thing.
You could light up an entire city with that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. And let me tell you something. Bill, the fact is, the Cellar Coffee House, these six agents went in there, among them Clint Hill, among them people like Paul Landis and Jack Reddy, was there, and these are people that were tasked with the first family.
Right.
And now the thing that I consider that, I mean, I talked to Abraham Bolden yesterday about this whole thing, and he was a former, he was a Kennedy.
Well, that's an incredible story in and of itself, and I'm glad you brought his name up too.
Yeah, sure. Let me tell you what he said. He said, "Look, Bill," said, "when I was just on the detail at the White House for a month. He was a Secret Service agent for a couple of years, but." He said, look, at the biggest problem I ran into, and I'm quoting him, an article that was in Vanity Fair, he said, the biggest problem I ran into with the Secret Service was, when I was an agent, was their constant drinking. When we would get to a place, one of the first things they would do was stock up with liquor.
Wow.
They would drink, and then we would go to work. I mean, this, and Seymour Hersh, okay, who broke a lot of big stories in my life, for example, and he wrote the book Dark Side of Camelot, was, you know, he's told by agents that boozing got worse and worse each year under the JFK administration.
Was this because of stress or just the, you know, the times and that sort of thing? I mean, because to be on a Secret Service detail, I mean, and the demands of it, it's not, we're not talking, you know, an 8 hour a day job. I mean, if you talk about lifestyle, you're committed to this deal.
Yeah, it is. It's got to be a stressful job. At that time, I'm sure it was a stressful job. But part of the problem, I think, is JFK himself. I mean, JFK was considered very telegenic, but he was also a very reckless guy. And he had, I mean, this was the guy who basically, many would agree with me, I think, who knew him, that he was kind of out of control with women, and it created a laxity in.
Well,
the
he said he was addicted, you know, or not he directly himself, but what was reported was that, you know, he was a sex addict.
Right, and so what this ends up doing is it creates a complete, let's say, work climate that is not conducive to people being on task and being focused and coming in on time. And being ready for whatever comes up. So now you look at things. I want to tell you, though, draw your attention to a famous photo, the James Aldrin photo. I call it my Exhibit B after Abraham Bolden. And the thing about it is that this is a photo that basically shows President Kennedy seen through the windshield, front windshield of the presidential limousine, clutching at his neck. You see Jackie's, apparently, her hand on his elbow. And this is like the smoking gun photo of the Secret Service agents, because they're there, not that they used the gun against the president. That's just a ridiculous rumor. But the thing is that they were looking around. They heard a shot. They were looking around, dazed and distracted. And then behind their car, which was called Fullback, is you have Varsity, the Varsity car, the codename. And you have Senator Ralph Yarborough there with Vice President Johnson. And what does he say? And this is shocking. He says, some of the Secret Service men looked backward and to the right in the general direction from which the rifle explosion seemed to come. However, all of the Secret Service men seemed to me to respond very slowly with no more than a puzzled look. Knowing something of the training that combat infantrymen and Marines receive, I'm amazed at the lack of instantaneous response by the Secret Service when the rifle fire began. Later, he said, he cupped up a statement and said, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but for the protection of future presidents, they should be trained to take off, you know, towards the president when a shot is fired. And I don't think that's what we got. And then later on, you had people basically stating, Jimmy Hill, the manager of the Cellar Cafe, said that, look, you know, these guys, they were drinking. And, you know, they were basically
that numbed their instincts, huh?
Very much so. And even the agent in charge, James Rowley, admitted that basically Drew Pearson's column about the drinking the night before
Hey, Bill, we're going to leave the rumor right where it sits and where it will continue. Bill McIntosh, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bill.
With harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is